What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And our first caller is Layla. Layla, welcome to the show. You got a big chunk of time ahead of you, so you won't feel frustrated. What's on your mind today?
That's great. Actually, I wanted to talk about social media.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that people actually were able to live a day without social media. I've mm-hmm. lived all my life without it and have mm-hmm. lived a far more satisfying life without worrying about what's being said about me or having to respond to things on social media. But for those who really need it, look at those which are most abusive of our trust and boycott them. YouTube
yes.
has become horrendous. Every 5-10 minutes, you're watching something interesting and suddenly they have an ad. You know, mm-hmm. they used to have some really good documentaries on YouTube. Go to Magellan TV. They've got a lot of documentaries. They'll have a lot more. Like, YouTube has no right to sell ads on the documentaries. They did not produce the documentaries. They do not pay for the internet. We pay for our ISP services. They
yes.
have no right to sell ads on something they didn't invest in. So that is a horrible abuse. I don't know why people put up with it. Go to Magellan TV. I think the monthly subscription is $5 a month. Right now, they don't have a huge inventory, but some of them are excellent documentaries. So consider that, and all of those of you who have uploaded good documentaries that you've invested time and money in producing, take it over to Magellan. Let's put YouTube where it belongs, and ask for Google. God, I hate to say it, but Gmail really is convenient, but maybe we need to find other ways of communicating by email.
Mm-hmm.
Without us, they would not exist. And we allow them to, not only do we pay them, but it's like we pay them to abuse us. It's as though we have to say a funeral for someone who's been, oh my God, who's been suspended or blackballed from Twitter. Well, when Twitter came out, I thought, who in God's name would want to be a twit? Who would call themselves a twit? And sure enough, it caught on. Which
okay.
I don't hate to say it, is a shame. But anyway, there's got to be, just learn, and Facebook, it's so childish. What we did over
yes.
Christmas, a few friends and I, if I may say this, we had our own little family albums. We created mm-hmm. it on one website that was closed to the public. We kept it just personal, and each of us had the password. And that was the way we shared our Christmas albums. But anyway, there's one other thing I wanted to say. This thing about impeaching Trump is supposed to prevent him from running again in the next 4 years. You know, Alan Dershowitz, rarely do I agree with that man. But when he said that is absurd, it is absurd.
Yes.
I mean, Trump will be 88. And he's been so badly tarnished by everything, guilty or not. There's no way he's going to get reelected. One of his children might run, yeah, but not Donald Trump. All this time that they're wasting in Congress and in the House just debating this issue is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It makes no sense at all. It doesn't accomplish anything. He has only, what, a few days left? So it just shows how childish they are, overpaid twits. And if anybody needs to be knocked down and taken off their pedestals, the biggest and most egregious violators of our rights and the those who abdicated their responsibility is the news media. Stop watching them. Just stop watching them. And watch RBN and any other talk show where you find the talk show hosts are really knowledgeable and have a better mm-hmm. grasp on issues than those little bimbos, and I'm sorry, they are bimbos, most of them with their long hair hanging down. These women who once accused men of being so sexist, I imagine if men came in dressed the way some of these women come in dressed.
Yes.
Can you imagine? I can say it because I'm a woman. And I never would have dressed that way. When I was a TV news reporter and anchor, I recognized that I represented my station, my TV station.
Yes.
I had no right to dress in a way that might reflect adversely on my employer. And that's what you are. You are a representative not only of your immediate employer, but of your institution, your profession. These women really do dress like bimbos who are saying, hey, come on, take a look. I dare you. No, you can't touch but look. These women just really annoy the heck out of me. And women in politics, like this long, way past her expiry date, this she's even worse than Biden, this Pelosi creature. I mean, she's just a skeleton with silicone, attached to her, and all kinds of conical things attached to her face to prevent it from collapsing. I mean, it's time to really get that woman out of the public image. She's so hard to look at, and the things that come out of her mouth speak.
Well, she's hard to listen to as well.
Yeah, exactly. She's really hard to listen to because she's so irrational. And she dares to be the one leading the charge against Trump. Now, I've lost a lot of faith in Trump, not entirely, but a lot of faith in Trump. But she, I've never, never, never respected or had any regard for that woman other than the lowest possible opinion of her. So women in politics, it was supposed to be all of it. I remember when they were talking about bring women into politics and it'll become more civil and more peaceful. Well, I think women have shown that they were, many of them, not all. There are some women that are absolutely admirable. Tulsi Gabbard is one woman that I really admire.
I really liked her, even though she was a Democrat and anti-gun. But I thought overall, I'm sorry she didn't, she didn't make it.
We know why she didn't make it. She was just too good to be true. They were afraid that if she was elected, no doubt she would win. And slowly the deadwood would have to be cast aside. Good people like that just don't have a chance right now. And that's why we've got to get rid of the corruption.
The moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. And that's why when a government starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad, which is what happened here in the United States of America.
Well said. Well said. And it's so tragic to have watched. Very painful. Very painful.
Yes,
it makes us
indeed
Stay and do things that we regret, but it has been a very painful period of time for those of us who loved and admired, still love and admire the U.S., because it's not over yet. But anyway, I also wanted to soften some of the things that I have sometimes said about Judaism. One thing I really, really admire them for is that they have recreated a lot of the past with a lot of the work that they have been doing in that area that we call the Levant. Their research, their archaeology, they have resurrected a lot of the legends and tales and moralities of the entire Middle East, and for that I really admire them, because the Arabs were only, those that we call Arabs, were only into one thing, and that was Islam, Islam, Islam. Now,
I
don't mean to discredit all Muslims, because some of them are very dear friends to me, and I don't want them to be offended by what I'm saying. But Islamism really is a totalitarian, very authoritarian concept, and it's also a very fabricated concept, because the word Aravim, actually, it was originally, it was a Semitic word. But it meant nomadic, and it also meant it also referred to the dry areas where the nomads lived, the Arava, and the Aravim were the nomads. And then somehow the foreigners came in, the Europeans came in and decided, oh, Jew won, Arab won, period. The oversimplification once again. So my apologies to Jews who may have been offended by what I said. We all have regrettable traits in our cultures, because basically we're all one people, intermingled genetically. We're all one people. However, we have cultures and religions that we adhere to, and each of us should respect the others. And I apologize for having sounded disrespectful and been disrespectful in the past towards Jews, who have given a great deal not only to the Arab world, but also to the U.S. I mean, they created a beautiful Hollywood in the early years. They were very patriotic. Mm-hmm.
Layla, little Hollywood trivia. Hollywood was created because the filmmakers wanted to get as far away from Edison's patent company as they possibly could.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Whatever they did, I know people have referred to Hollywood as a Jewish empire, but at the time that it was dominated by the Jews, they gave us a lot of dreams and a lot of hopes, rather than the ugliness that is now coming out of those who are.
And also a lot of junk, and I know because I worked on some of them here. Layla, before you go, I got an email from somebody suggesting that you download and use Opera, which you can get at opera.com. And the writer of the email is saying they haven't seen an ad or pop up in years, and it blocks every YouTube ad. Now, I have not verified that for myself.
Yay.
I have a kind of Opera that I'm starting to use more and more. So this is a suggestion for you.
Well, thank you to whoever suggested it. And yes, I'm definitely going to download it and try it. Thank you very much. So take care.
You're
and
welcome.
Have a good show, Mike.
All right, bye-bye. Same to you. We're going to switch over to Chris in Clearwater. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been using the Brave browser for quite a while, and I was wondering,
yes,
where did all those YouTube ads go? And someone reminded me, well, it's your browser. I got rid of them. I'm glad for Brave. I haven't tried Opera, though. I like how Brave is also so much faster. What Layla was talking about, these tech companies having silly names. I know Google is 10 to the 100th power, but Google,
yes,
if you hyphenate it, that's Go-Ogle, which is to look or stare at, especially in a desirous manner.
Yes.
So the slogan goes,
I think we can rule that last one out because I'm not desirous of Google anymore.
Right. Yeah, I like Quant, Quant.com as a search engine,
yes,
and DuckDuckGo is usually better. But you get different results with different search engines. So I tried quite a few others, you know. And when I called yesterday, at the end of the show, gave a bunch of video hosting sites that allow for live streaming. I forgot to mention Discord.
And, okay.
And I emailed you that list.
Yeah, did you get my email back? Because our tech guru wants to trade stories with you about the days of bulletin boards and such, and I sent you his email address.
Oh, no, I didn't know when I was on hold. Here, let me go check here. That'd be great.
It was about an hour ago I sent it. Yeah.
All right. I didn't get it. Try again. It's not in my spam box.
All right. I'll resend it during the coming commercial break here. Anything else for you?
Yeah, it was that... I wanted some advice for both having a secure hosting, and I understand that you run your own servers, and a secure domain provider, because I know the likes of GoDaddy just delete people's domain or stop providing their domains. I've heard for secure hosting a social network using a hosting service in the Netherlands, or is there some other country?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, could you guide me to some instructions on running one's own servers? Because,
Iceland is really trying to break into the server industry. They have very strict privacy laws, and there are a lot of companies that are now starting to do business with them.
Okay. And since, as I put in the email, that I've, you know, run in run and also program dial-up with PBSs in the 1980s and 1990s. I'm not so daunted about learning to run a web server, and I'm preparing to restart my radio show, so I don't want to go without a web presence. Might want to use a hosting service, but I'd like to learn in the process how to run my own server. And, you know, even I've been considering a Telnet PBS, you know, which are Telnet is a web accessible.
Yeah, I know what Telnet is.
And the Robert Scott Bell Show I wanted to mention is, let's see, the January 11th edition, 2 days on Monday, 2 days ago, had a guest, Anu Vaidya, who's been working with Dell Bigtree and the VAXT team for years. He's talked about some other solutions for bypassing the monopolies of the broadband companies like Comcast, Charter, AT&T, CenturyLink, Frontier, and Verizon. So, and, you know, getting past hosting services that are so ruthlessly moderated like Amazon and, you know, the ones who own the main wiring and routers, which I'm just beginning to understand. But I just want to learn every which way to communicate. And I'll put that out there. I'm looking through the, I'm finding a few more dozen social networks that look promising, but really seems like gab.com and minds.com are the most popular in terms of users right now. And MeWe.com is really picking up, it looks like. So I'm open to all sorts of advice on how to stay connected.
Okay. Well, you know, Dave's definitely the guy that you're going to want to talk to or email.
All right, will do.
I just resent the email, so it should be in your inbox right now.
All right. Well, you know, when I ran a bulletin board back then, it was when the file names were limited to 8 characters followed by a 3 character extension.
I remember. You know, thank you, DOS.
I spent thousands of dollars calling long distance to download from bulletin board systems all these files, and a lot of which are still I haven't been able to find on the web. Maybe they're on the dark web somewhere, but I'd like to make them available. And, you know, maybe as one or a few large zip files. But, you know, back then I compiled the only national listing of bulletin board systems that carry Patriot and little known information, suppressed info. And so I would also sell on the 3.5-inch disk the information so people wouldn't have to dial up my bulletin board system and spend their long distance bills. You know, they'd have to, they were limited to 30 minutes a day and have unlimited bandwidth to download. They wouldn't have to upload in exchange for those files because I wanted them to have them.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm just all about, you know, getting this information out there. And back then, bulletin boards were the predecessor to the internet. But, you know, the internet became publicly available in 91. And before then, I was getting a lot of information that would trickle down from the internet, which was government and university communications. And then, you know, it trickled down to the bulletin board systems, and then I would download it and put it out as much as I could. But I'm wondering, you know, are we going to have to go back to bulletin board systems, even though they're restricted by dial-in, you know, the number of phone numbers you can dial in? I only had one dial-in number, and you know, I want to be able to at least maybe have a dial-in number, and or at least maybe two or three, and maybe voice over internet protocol could be used for multiple dial-in numbers as well as Telnet. I'm just throwing these ideas out there. I haven't seen if anybody's, you know, gone with that type of these kinds of alternate routes. And, you know, who's to know what information will be exchanged over internet?
You know, it's time to start looking for alternatives to the internet. Because it's very clearly, you know, going through this purge. And, you know, like I said, if you're sharing funny kitten videos, you'll be left alone. But for other things, you know, it's, you know, bring back FidoNet or something like that.
Yeah.
FidoNet. Oh, we got to
take a break here. Thanks. Take great care.
All right. Thanks a lot here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
A couple of things. I just want to ask you something real quick. What did you say about gold in Russia, that they got more gold now or less or what?
They have more gold reserves than dollar reserves.
So they're really, Russia is the country. As we're becoming the Soviet Union, they're now becoming the old United States, you know? It seems like to me.
Well, they're not buying gold. They're just getting rid of dollars, and a lot of countries are doing that.
Yeah, it's a smart thing to do, you know?
Yes.
Especially, we try to, all these sanctions we try to put on people and all that, you know? But I just want to, get into something real quick, too, about what somebody said about me yesterday, a guy from Maine there. He said I should move to a socialist country. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you go move to a idol worshiping country, because that's what you basically are. You want to forget about all of Trump's faults and make him out to be like he's some kind of demigod, which he's not. He's did
no.
all kinds of he made all kinds of mistakes. And starting from the get go, he put some of the worst type of people into power. He replaces
Well, Biden's not doing any better if you look at his appointments. I mean, you know, it's the same old circle of people, a bunch of former Obama officials. Neocons are, you know, getting plugged in. It's, you know, it's just the more things change, the more they stay insane.
Yeah, the difference is I don't expect anything else from Biden. Biden's a scumbag, and I don't expect anything decent about the guy. I know who and what he is. I know what Harris is, okay? I know what we're going to get. We're going to get a disaster. And as far as Trump goes, I had a lot of hopes. You know, he really disappointed. He did a few good things, you know, got rid of that TPP trade agreement, but he still kept us involved in the Middle East. He still kept us involved in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And this vaccine stuff, this really pisses me off. And if they want to really denigrate Trump, this is to what they're doing now is plain silly. Okay, they just—I don't know whether they're scared of the guy still or what. But people dying already from this vaccine, and I hope to God they take it off the market real quick. But if they don't, you're going to get more people dying and getting sick and all kinds of problems, sterilized. And guess who they're going to blame for it? Right?
They're going to blame Trump. Okay?
Exactly. And yet, I heard him yesterday in his little speech. I had to turn it off when he said that when he starts still bragging about that vaccine. That pisses me off to no avail because, you know, this is killing people. It's killing people. It's hurting people. But anyway, getting back, but on a related subject, I was listening to InfoWars earlier. And I was listening to Steve Pachinik was on again. Okay, now you know who he is, right?
Yes, I know who he is.
No. Yeah, he's got a lot of connections with intelligence. He's been involved in a lot of stuff, and he said something very interesting. He said Trump is, by the time Inauguration Day, Trump is going to be the president of the United States, and a whole lot of people are going to be arrested. Now, again,
I wouldn't bet on it. I'm sorry. I mean, I saw Trump's speech at the border. You know, and I looked at his face, and that's a man who knows he's beaten.
That's the way I looked at it, too. And again, I'm not counting on it. I'm just saying it is the possibility. With Pachinik, he did make some interesting observations about how the military doesn't, you know, pretty much can't accept Biden and all that. And that the military has also lost confidence in law enforcement because they see what they've been doing. And I also have the opinion that as far as the military goes, I don't know whether they can really accept having a demented old crook who's probably going to be, who's probably going to be basically owned by China and probably other foreign countries, too, that they can really accept him getting in there. That even if Trump doesn't get rid of him before Inauguration Day, arrest him, whatever else, that they may overthrow him somewhere. You know, I don't think they have much confidence in Harris, you know, very shortly afterwards, and maybe put a military commander in charge for the time being until we get new elections. I don't rule that out at all because...
That's certainly possible here. It's certainly possible that we could see, a change in power. Some weeks after the inauguration, if I recall correctly, Hugo Chavez was out of power for 8 weeks and then staged his comeback.
So that is possible. But what Pachinik sounded completely confident that this is going to happen. He even challenged Jones. He said, look.
I don't share his confidence. I really don't.
I don't either.
Sorry, I don't.
If I'm wrong, I'm going to come on your show. I'm not going to come on your show anymore. If I'm right, you're going to pay me $200,000 a year, and I'm going to be on every day. And Jones agreed to that. Well, later on, Jones...
Okay, well, that sounds really good for Steve. I mean, I wish I was getting $200,000 a year. Mark, we got to let you go. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And I want to step on back to the story about Norway selling more electric cars than gasoline cars. And the comments I made about it, the refineries putting out gasoline and electric power coming still predominantly from coal and oil-fired plants, was meant for here in the United States of America. And I've just been gently chastised in an email to remind me that 98% of Norway's electricity production is from renewable resources like hydropower, which is a good one. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you know, yesterday you brought up cryptos and how they dropped market value $200 billion. Well, mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is that cryptos have been doing really good. They were, you know, about 3 months ago, the whole market cap was about $400 billion, and it got up to $1.2 trillion. So if it drops $200 billion, that's, considering the amount of gains that it's made, it's really just a, you know, just a minor thing. It appears a lot, you know, $200 billion, but when you look at the you know, how far it's come. And I really think that people should really look into cryptos, and not just cryptos, but digital assets, because there's a lot more going on than just currency. I mean, there's a whole DeFi platforms and oracles, and it's really, they're building a new financial system, and it goes beyond just finance. They're going to end up being, the stock market's going to end up being on the crypto one of these days. I mean, it's going to take a little while.
Yeah, probably.
Insurance, contracts, all these things are gaming. You know, all these huge industries are going to find that crypto is really, you know, once you start doing a little bit of it and you start transferring between accounts and swapping, it's open 24 hours. I mean, I can move money around. I don't have to wait for the bank to be open on a weekend and 3 days for my check to clear. I can just zip it around. It's electronic. It's fast. And all the young guys I work with, like out on the ships and stuff, I tell them, you know, if I was your age, I'd really start looking into this, you know, digital asset crypto thing, because it's definitely going to, you know, our financial system is 100-something years old. I mean, it's ridiculous, paper check, you know. And I really think people should look into it. I mean, I've been doing pretty good on it, you know. I mean, it's not just Bitcoin. I mean, I think, like, Ethereum is all about, like, smart contracts. All your real estate contracts sooner or later are going to be on crypto. You're not going to need all these lawyers, neither, because it's honest. It's inherently honest. I mean, I could go through. There's really a ton of opportunity out there. And I think when people say crypto, they get the wrong idea. I mean, DeFi is really something. I mean, half of my crypto assets, I'm getting like 6% interest on them. And they're an appreciative asset. Where are you going to get? What bank's going to pay in that? So I really think that, the government might come down hard on it because of the competition. But I think the financial people realize that they got to go digital like everything else. And if they do clamp down on it too hard, then we're going to lose our competitive edge, because a lot of other countries are getting into crypto. And it's actually particularly good for poor countries like in Africa, where they lock people out of the banking system and the money is just, you know, degenerated by corrupt leadership. I mean, you know, if you're in Venezuela and you have like a 0.1 Bitcoin, you're doing a lot better than Venezuelan currency. I don't know what that Bolivar or whatever it is. And it's same way in Africa, you know. So I think that digital assets, I mean, if you look into them and you start dabbling with them and seeing how, like, well they work, and it's kind of hard to not see, like, how this is going to really be the big thing. Now, who's going to control it and blah, blah, blah. That's a big part of it. The other thing I wanted to bring up, though, was, you know, this whole thing with, you know, you're hearing a lot of people in Europe criticize, like, Facebook and Twitter and all that. And, you know, the Europeans hate Trump. But, you know, the Europeans, in a way, and they're very into censorship, but they want the censorship to come from the government. They don't want to see the censorship come from corporations. I mean, they censor people all the time. And then, you know, the way they're looking at it, even the French, they're looking at it like, who do these corporations think they are that they can, you know, censor a president? That we can do that. We're at least a government. And they're right. And this whole thing with Trump being impeached, I'm enjoying it. I know it's, like, depressing for some people, but they're really exposing themselves. They're really riling people up. They're not making any friends. I mean, they're still getting met in airports. Now they're saying, like, they got to go through airports with, like, 6 or 8 guards, and they're locking people out of certain airports. And, you know, and I think that's great. And I'm not calling for violence, but I'm calling for people to holler at them, you know, if that's violence. And I heard some, they were saying on Alex Jones, so one of the protesters took a dump on Chuck Schumer's desk. And if I was Trump, I'd pardon that guy before I left office. I think that's
well, I would rather Trump pardon Snowden and Assange, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
He's going to wait for the last minute. But he might be president for longer if it's true what Pasenik says, which I doubt. But you never know. I mean, Trump could be acting. I mean, he could be acting all beaten. I mean, that's... You know, that's the art of war. Yeah, I doubt it, but I'm not giving up on my boy. You know, I'm not giving up on Trump. These guys have definitely committed a lot of criminal acts. You know, there's no doubt about it, and it's pretty in your face. I mean, so you never know. I mean, there's some weird astrological things going on. Mercury's in conjunction with Saturn and Neptune, or no, Saturn and Jupiter. And astrologically, that means big, because Mercury speeds things up. So we'll see.
Yes.
But at the same time, Trump has done his job, as far as I'm concerned, awakening the American people. And these things, like impeachment here, it's further awakening us. So keep it up, guys. Keep it up. Just keep it up. But anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Juan in Cali, Colombia. Hello, Juan. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. I'm calling from Colombia. Thank you for responding to my call. First-time caller, long-time listener. I just want to say that I'm very happy to listen to your show for the first time live. All the time that I come home, and so I watch it on YouTube later on. So let me tell you a little bit about these narcocracy called Colombia. Government of Colombia is really afraid that Donald, that Biden is going to punish Colombia for supporting Trump during the last elections. That's all that I want to say. This is ridiculous. We are on our knees all the time with the United States. We have seven races. This is ridiculous, this nation, narcocracy. I'm really ashamed of this country.
I'm ashamed of this one, so don't, take it personal.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the call, and I hope things get better for you. We're going to switch to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Michael.
Good evening.
Good evening, Michael.
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing something in the phone. If I can, use my time to speak to your audience.
Okay.
Guys, we need to stop fighting with each other. We need to realize that if you think, dude, that Donald Trump, dude, is going to come in at the 11th hour and arrest all of these people and all that stuff, and you're acting like birds, you're all acting like baby birds without feathers, and you got your beaks open, waiting for that worm, dude, to come into your throat, dude, the hopium, dude, of all of this, dude, to save you guys. You guys have already lost the battle. If you guys get depressed now, and you start acting ineffectual and all that stuff, what good are you in this fight, dude? I mean, let's be real, people, dude. There is no 2024. I mean, are you people really going to vote for an exposed Republican Party, dude, ever again? And then if Biden, comes in here with this manhunt, dude, of Trump supporters, like we're all third-class citizens, all 79 million of us, if we're fractured and you got Mark in North Carolina fighting with, my guy, dude, over there in Florida, you guys are both great men, dude, and I both believe that you guys, dude, are men of valor, and you guys would both stand up, dude, if called upon. And I'm going to be honest with you. Mark in North Carolina, I agree with a lot of things you say, but I do not agree, dude, about immigration. I agree with our friend, dude, in Florida about immigration because, A, for the simple fact is that conservatism was created in Europe, tempered, forged in America, and it doesn't exist anywhere else. It does not exist anywhere else, dude. And when these people do come here to this country, and I know that you watch InfoWars and things like that, but if you want to go and get some further research about immigration, go to the UN website. I mean, they openly admit that they're going to bring 360 million migrants from sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East into America. Do you know what that is going to do to this country? You might as well
double
just forget, dude. Hello, sir?
Yes, I said double the population.
I mean, not only, is it going to, ruin Christianity, because we're going to be in sectarian fights, dude, in this country. You already know that in which Biden, in his administration, dude, is going to go after white people. When they make statements like, we're going to give minorities, dope dealers and drug addicts, PPE money, before, business owners, dude, that he hurt in his Democrat cities and all that. We need to stick together, you guys, and we need to be strong because in all reality, people, it's we the people. And when you sit here and you hear on conservative radio, Cumulus Network, sit there taking off, dude, all of the hard, voices, dude, like Michael Savage and all that stuff, dude, and replacing him with, conservative light, dude, and people, dude, that you just can't stand. I got into it with a disc jockey, dude, from Cumulus in my local area because he sounds like a traitor. And he's betraying, dude, the conservative, you know, agenda altogether by sitting here saying, dude, you know, maybe we should just go with it and maybe we should just allow this. Like he's auditioning for the Marxists. And I'm glad for RBN.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't know if you were listening to the program earlier, but Cumulus Media is basically telling all their conservative hosts that if they question the election or the Biden administration, they will be fired.
Oh, yeah. I called my local DJ dude in my town. I called him a shill for the New World Order, and he just couldn't take it. He blew up, dude, and he just started making all kinds of, you know, crazy assumptions about who I am and all that stuff. People, we have the right to be angry. We have the proof. And what are they going to do? You know, what are they going to do with 79, 80 million of us and all that stuff? They can't put this toothpaste back in the tube, you guys. So guess what? Mm-hmm. You want to know what that option means? That means, dude, that they're going to start killing us and all that stuff. They're going to kill us through the vaccines. They're going to kill us, dude, in sectarian wars with the migrants, dude, that they planned on putting in here. I expected Trump to be a strong man, and that's where I failed. But now, dude, you know, I'm still going to say, dude, that he was the greatest president in my lifetime because I'm younger than all of your callers. I am 33 yes. years old. And most of your callers, you know, they're a little bit older and a little bit wiser, but I haven't seen anything good. I lived through Bush, and I lived through Clinton, and I lived through Bush again, and all that stuff. I don't know anything else, dude, but globalists in the New World Order and all that stuff, man. And you guys, dude, we got to stop fighting with each other. We got to stop fighting. Mark in North Carolina, I like you. You know, and Tom, dude, in Florida, you're a great dude. And you're right on, dude, about immigration, dude, because, dude, there is, I mean, conservatism is dead, dude, because these immigrants, dude, that are coming into this country, dude, they are not being taught about conservatism. They're being taught to hate us. And you know, one thing is for sure, that it is an American quality. And if you're outside of America, you have no allegiance to that. These people will vote themselves raises, dude, at your expense. And all that stuff, man. And I just want to leave it at that, dude. Stay strong. And we, the people, dude, if we don't get the results, dude, that we want, you know, I'm not sitting here saying, dude, you know, like Alex Jones is sitting there saying, you know, don't go to the capitals. Yeah, we have the right to go to the capitals. But we don't have the right, dude, to go out and shoot up stuff. And you know, and if they shoot us, I mean, dude, the liberals are going to see that at one point. Even the lowest IQ, bottom-run liberal, dude, when they start seeing, you know, the government, dude, killing us and shooting at us and all that stuff, dude, just for standing up, dude, because our belief system was right. MAGA was right. There was nothing wrong with it. And you know, Trump, dude, you know, he may not have been able to do everything. He may have gotten, you know, taken, dude, on the vaccines, but he is not saying, dude, that the vaccines are mandatory. Joe Biden is saying that the vaccines are mandatory. And I just want to leave you guys with that. I love all of you, and let's stay strong.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Ryan. That email
about Norway.
I need something.
Could you hold the microphone closer to your mouth because we can hardly hear you?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay, how about now?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah, I had it hanging down my back on a Bluetooth connection here. Anyway, I sent you that email about Norway. I knew something was amiss, so I checked that website and it confirmed what I suspected. A few things very quickly. One, I wish people wouldn't ask you how you're doing when they start a call. We know how you're
okay.
doing. And especially when you hear two or three or four callers or a show call. It's not needed. Just stop it. You get to the point. The other thing is...
I'm not going to tell you the truth of how I'm doing anyway, you know.
I know you're not. I listened to Layla today, and her comment about Magellan sent me to the website, and I liked it so much that I just signed up for Magellan. That looks like a very good site. I've been critical of Paul from New Jersey from time to time. But I think I misjudged Paul, and I want to apologize because I listened to him carefully the last few times he's called in, and he's really made some cogent points about European culture, and I fully agree with all those. And so, Paul, I want to say that if I've said things that might have offended you, or if I've said things that were wrong, I apologize. I've listened to you more carefully lately, and I think that your comments. Well, you've just been absolutely perceptive and everything. I have nothing to argue with you there. So, anyway, so.
Kelly, I got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Back with more calls after these few words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
To our show, last segment of our program on this hump day, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, good day.
Tom,
can you hear me?
There you are.
Yeah,
okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
You're on the air.
By the way, that was a great call by Marco. He's absolutely right. You know, we there's I don't have no animosity toward any of the guys that call in. I love them all, but we all have our disagreements, but yeah, he's absolutely right about this immigration invasion. He's absolutely right about what they're getting all kinds of benefits. But you know, I want to tell you this, Mike. I'm almost double this that gentleman's age, and I witnessed it with my own eyes. And I want him to know this. I witnessed South Florida going from it used to call it the Magic City here in Miami. I witnessed it in the '60s, Mike, when I was a young boy. It used to be magnificent, and I seen the flooding. I seen what communism has done to South Florida. I know what communism can do to the rest of this world. It's right here an example. A lot of these Cubanos here in South Florida, they understand that, like that Colombian caller to call you, and he's a great call too. He knows what these communists are up to. It's absolutely destructive, and it's going to be our demise. Now, Mike, what's going on also is this. I believe the Chinese want to take over the lower 48. The Russians are going to take over Canada and Alaska. I believe that is they would move in quickly if there was some kind of major civil war breaking out. But that's another that's another issue we'll talk about. But, Mike, let's get to a real point here. You got these all these Republicans that voted to impeach Trump today. They're all going to be kicked out of office in 2 years. I guarantee it. They will lose their seats. And I believe, like Wayne Allen Root said, we need to start our Patriot Party. Donald Trump should start the Patriot Party, annihilate the Republicans, let them fall where the cards may. Either we start a new party called the Patriotic Party, okay? Donald Trump will probably get 70 million or better in a Patriot Party. It will wipe out Twitter, Facebook, and all these Zionist swine that are destroyed our country, Mike, with their leftist, licky, kissy, touchy-feely, homosexual, embracing nonsense. We have been totally annihilated in our Christendom and everything that this country is founded on by the founding fathers, Mike. They're rolling in their graves. You can't even arrest the founding fathers for what they've seen happen right now with this country. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
And this bumbling buffoon Biden had no right to call President Trump on a national stage with multiple millions of people on that night calling him a clown without Donald Trump firing back a salvo saying that you are a bumbling buffoon. You are an old fart buffoon. Donald Trump did not hit back at him. That's where he lost this election, I believe. One of the reasons he lost this election.
No, he didn't lose this election. It was stolen from him.
Right. Well, we know that, Mike. I understand that. But a lot of these dim-wit Democrats, they voted for Biden, and I still to this day don't believe that these white women voted for Biden in the numbers that their media is saying. It's a filthy lie, Mike. But you know what?
Yes.
Going back to immigration, Mike, they're already at the border by the thousands waiting to get in. Why do you think Trump was there yesterday at the border watching the 450 miles? Because these illegals can't wait to become Democrat voters. Mike, California, Mike, 8.5 million illegals in that hospitalization system. And the hospitals in California, Mike, they're overwhelmed in California with the hospitals with illegal aliens. Not talking even here in Florida. You know, Mike, if you're an American citizen, you got to have a $150,000 operation and you don't have insurance, they'll tell you to stay out in the hall and die, but they'll give the illegal alien the medical treatment they need. Think about
that,
Mike.
Okay, Tom, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the show. My apologies to the callers waiting on hold. Please call in tomorrow with what you wanted to talk about. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. Steve Elkin is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday. Aloha, America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.